This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But right now, a guy who's going to be at Citi Field live all weekend long, I guess, Keith Fernandez from the SNY broadcast crew, and of course, legendary Met and a man who should be in the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. Keith, welcome in, and you got a big weekend coming up.
Absolutely, the Subway Series is always exciting, and a little extra added, Marcus Stroman is pitching for the Yankees and former Met, so that's always very interesting. And the Mets are coming off of a really, really exciting game last night and a series win that was much, much needed.
I wonder if we will look back at some point to that throw from Torrens in the ninth inning, and I know you were very skeptical that it would be overturned, and so was I. I thought there's just not enough evidence to call the guy out, but they did, and that could have been the turning point of the season. If he's safe and the Brewers score a bunch of runs there and win the game, you know, we're looking at a whole different thing. What do you think?
Well, I was surprised that it was overturned. Now, the point I did not make, and I think Gary made, I'm not sure, because I was just so intent on watching the instant replays, the different angles, was that if that throw had been waist high or mid-thigh high, he's safe beyond a shadow of a doubt.
No question.
The fact that it was right on the ground, right at the ankles of Lindor and right in front of the base, an easy tag, that was the difference. So, yes, kudos to Torrens, but we know Torrens has a good arm and throws well.
And accurate, that's the thing, as you pointed out. I mean,
yes.
Just perfect spot. You're absolutely right. Anything off that, he would have been safe, and the game could have changed very, very differently. Problem is, though, you know, he doesn't hit much. Senga doesn't hit much. Alvarez is down in Syracuse, and we're not hearing great things about him down there. And you just wonder, what's with that guy who hit 25 home runs in his rookie year and looked like he was going to be the catcher behind the plate for the next 15 years?
Well, I just think, I mean, I watched him take BP his rookie year when he hit the home runs. And all he tried to do was hit home runs. And you know what? They don't count at 5 o'clock. They only count after 7 or a 1:30 game. And okay, fine. He was swinging up and swinging like he always does. It was very undisciplined. I was surprised that no one did not tell him to stop doing that. I have no idea. Maybe they did. Maybe he's stubborn. Maybe his agents are telling him that he's going to make his money hitting home runs. But there you are. You're back in AAA with that big long swing and a big uppercut. And because he had the long swing, he had to start quick. Whenever you got a long swing, you got to start quicker. When you have a compact swing, you can wait longer and identify the pitch. When you've got a long swing and they start pitching you inside and you can't get the barrel out, then you start getting worried in, and then you think in your mind you got to start quicker, which is absolutely not true. It's just the opposite. But when you have a long swing, then you start chasing breaking ball. And really, he was a big out. And there's just no doubt about it. And if he doesn't change his swing and level off and use right center field, not right field, you know, go the other way where he's completely given up and just going down to the right field line almost, it's power driving it into the gap. And then you get the barrel out when they throw you a hanging breaking ball that loses velocity. Then you get the barrel out, hit the ball out of the ballpark in left center field or left field. If he doesn't change that swing, he's going to have a heck of a time.
Now, you would think, you've made this observation, you would think that the hitting instructors of the Mets have seen the same thing and have probably preached that to him. And it didn't get through, obviously. So he goes to Syracuse. That was another message that, you know, you're in AAA now, man. You got to change. And you just wonder what, you know, is he physically incapable of it? Or, like you say, stubborn. And it's a hard one to figure out.
The swing is your swing is your swing that you come up. It's hard to make radical changes. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, as the saying goes. But Ted Williams always said, I was having trouble when I was young with the up and away pitch and against a right-hander, and I was dropping my back shoulder, and I could see my bat angled at the 45 degree to the ground and the ball going right over my bat. And I read that Ted Williams Art of Hitting magazine, that pamphlet he had. It wasn't a pamphlet. It was a, I don't know if you remember it, but anyway, he said that he used to tie a tire to a tree and set the very arc of the tire on a letter-high fastball, letter-high location. And then he said, chop wood. So if you want to give an uppercut, my dad, when he taught us how to hit, if we started swinging up, he would jump on us and say, okay, you're swinging up a little bit, swing down. And he said, you'll think you're swinging down, but you're swinging level. So it's not a radical change in your batting stance, in your swing. It's just getting into the proper habit. And I became a good, really good high ball hitter because of that. I went home all winter. I believe it was 76, the off season after 76, or it was 75 after that, after my rookie year when I got sent down. So I did that, and I came back, and that made all the world of difference. Now, in defense of the hitting coaches, and I've got a good relationship with Eric Chavez, and he's old school, and he just said it's really hard to be a hitting coach today. Every hitter has his private hitting instructor. So how about that? So you've got two heads. It might be working across purposes. And, you know, you tell him one thing, and he also said another thing, too. If you make a suggestion to today's hitter, and I'm not making a, you know, a blanket statement here, you can't paint with a broad brush. There are hitters, I'm sure, that listen and are receptive. But he said, if you make a suggestion and they don't get instant results, they can it. They haven't got the patience, and they go back. And it's hard for a hitter to change and to listen to someone else and telling you you're not doing this, you're not doing that, when you got, you know, you were a great high school player, a great college player, minor league, now you're in the big leagues. If I had played in today's minor leagues and they were telling me I had to hit home runs, they would have ruined me. I'm telling you, they would have ruined me.
You know, it's interesting with all the paralysis by analysis, when you're getting one guy pulling you in one direction, another guy pulling you another direction. You could major league teams just say, stop it? You know, I mean, is there any way you can just say, no, this is your hitting instructor, you cannot listen to the outside? You can't do that, I guess. I mean, how do you enforce that? So you're stuck with it.
You can't. No, you are. You are. And I was surprised. I didn't know that. So when I heard that from Eric, I mean, it was not, well, it was surprising to me. I didn't think along those lines. You know, my hitting instructor was my dad, and I certainly would go to him my whole career because he knew my swing, but they were never, oh, you know, son, you got to hit home runs. You know, that's where the money in the game has, they think that, well, they feel that the home runs are where the salary is going to come, and the big salary. They don't have any emphasis on batting average anymore. It's not important. To me, it's very important to be a 300 hitter. They don't have those goals anymore. They're taking away the goals. A complete game, that's a goal. And I know it's protecting the arms, and there's a lot of money invested. Okay, it's a double-edged sword. But it's taking away a goal, like the pitcher in Pittsburgh, for example. 4 2/3 innings, he's got a 6-0 lead. Whoever hits a home run off of him, I forget, for the Mets, a solo home run, it's 6-1, and the manager goes out and pulls him. Where he gets a no decision, 6-1 lead, one out away. Where's the reward? There's no reward. I just disagree with it.
Yeah. It's crazy. And you know, I see guys, and I look, they're hitting 220. They've got 10 home runs, 17 RBI, and their OPS is over 800. So they're being told, hey, you guys, you're doing a great job. Your OPS is high. And I just can't figure that. You know, if you're hitting 220... that's bad. And yet, like you say, it doesn't seem to matter anymore.
There's a lot of, but 220 is a little extreme. There are a lot of 250 hitters, 240 hitters, 260 hitters. That's on the high end. And yes, OPS is really, you know, if you walk a lot, your OPS is going to go up. You know, I mean, to me, you're Soto's a tremendous hitter, and but I'd rather see him not walk as much. I'd rather have him swing the bat. And, you know, when I went in a slump, Davey once told me, Davey Johnson, my former manager, that when I would go into a slump, I would take too many pitches. And Davey said that's when I would put the hit and run on with you, make you swing, which I was a good hit and run guy. So there's an old baseball hand right there that really was helpful for me to put the hit and run on. It made me focus. I had to swing. I had to focus and make contact and put it in play, you know, not put it in play with a, you know, Matty Alou punch swing, you know, a good healthy cut. And it was helpful for me in coming out of slumps. I never realized that. And when he told me that, it rang a bell.
I don't know if you saw it in Newsday. It was today or yesterday when the reporter is talking to Aaron Judge, and he's saying, you know, you're swinging a lot more lately. And he said, what do you mean I'm swinging a lot more? And he goes, well, your swing rate is up. And he goes, oh, is it? And then he went on to say, look, I don't get a lot of good pitches to hit. They try to pitch around me a lot. So if I get a fastball first pitch, I'm going to swing at it. That's the best pitch I'm going to see. And Aaron Judge, you know, obviously managers are getting very wise. Hey, don't let him hit anything. Put him on base. Make him chase, whatever. His value is not taking bases on balls. His value is hitting the way he hits. So is that something that more major league hitters and maybe some of the Mets need to think about a little bit? Maybe Soto?
Everybody's a little bit different. I mean, I'm not. You look at Soto's back of his baseball card, you're going to change him? No way. I mean, he's just he's a phenomenon as far as his numbers. You know, Whitey once criticized me behind my back. Always had a criticism of my play and said that I walked too much. Well, I was walked 90 times a year, but I was a third hitter setting up. I was also a guy that drove in runs. Hit for an average, but I also got on base. I always had a high on base percentage for the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. That was drilled in me by my father. You wanted to be the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Those coveted positions in the batting order were third and fourth. Fourth was your Babe Ruth. Babe hit third. I never understood why Babe didn't hit fourth and Gehrig didn't hit third, but there you go. They flip-flopped, and it really didn't matter to the
kind of worked.
Players ever to play. Yeah, it kind of worked. I kind of losing my train of thought, but the third hitter was the coveted position, and now – you know, even in today's game, you know, they want everybody in the two hole because he can get up five times on the road and you want your best hitter. You get up in the first inning, if your leadoff guy doesn't get on base, you're hitting with nobody on base. I don't like that. I don't believe in that. I'm glad that Mendoza moved Soto to the three hole and Pete to the four. It's traditional. Pete's a classic cleanup hitter. And Soto is, with his walking and line drive hitter that he is, the classic three hitter. I think that he can hit for a higher average. I think he's going to get hot sooner or later. But anyway, I'm rambling.
Well, I mean, think of the leadoff position where Lindor's led off a lot. And he was doing very well. He slumped a little bit. And they put him in the two hole and had Nimmo and last night Marte lead off. And that seems to have worked short term. Is that something they could consider to do longer term, you think?
I think that I read in the paper this morning just now Mendoza said that it would depend on pitching staffs, that they had three left-handers in their bullpen, Milwaukee, and he wanted to even out the order. He let off Nimmo and then had Lindor as a switch hitter. Then you come with Soto left. And Alonzo right. So you have that left-right, which is so important to the management in today's game. They want to balance their lineup, which is a good thing if you can do it. But if you got left-handers that can hit lefties, which the Mets do, I mean, Nimmo hits left-handers, Soto hits left-handers. It's the right-handers that are struggling against left-handers in this lineup, you know. So you can stack two lefties together and go ahead, bring in your left hand. Really, I got two guys that hit that are tough outs.
Let me ask you a question about pitching. This weekend there's TBAs all over the place for the Mets, and the Yankees are pretty well lined up with Stroman, Rodon, and Fried. And Stearns has been asked about some of the minor leaguers who are doing very, very well and is very reluctant to bring them up. And the fans are saying, hey, man, these guys are killing it in the minors. Why not bring them up? They need pitching. What's your thought on that, bringing up somebody too early and the reluctance to do that?
Well, I haven't seen these guys pitch, and I will defer to their judgments. I have confidence in their evaluation of players. It's been one of the big improvements in the organization since David Stearns took over. And before I would go, oh, this guy and that guy, and everybody would come up there. This is that there, and then they're not. And I'm going, who's watching these players play in the minor leagues? But not anymore. I think probably they're only a game and a half behind. If they're eight out, then you may have to call them up if they're pitching well, because they're right now because of the injuries. I mean, it looks like now it's going to be Hegeman and maybe possibly Waddell are going to pitch over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I guess Montas tonight. I'm not sure. So it's not like, okay, we're eight, nine games out, and we're near the All-Star break, and we can't, with this little period right here, we can't afford to drop any more games. They're right in the thick of it. I believe they're number one in the wild card, leading in the wild card, so there's no reason to panic. And to be patient and let these guys continue their development down there.
Well, you know, if they can get through the weekend, they've got Baltimore, Kansas City on the road coming up, then the All-Star break. By then, they should get Senga back, they're saying.
Yep.
Minaya should be back. So then your rotation is Holmes, Peterson, Minaya, Senga, Montas. Pretty good. So all these pitching woes that they're suffering right now, hopefully, if these guys come back and they're healthy, will be behind them.
Yep. So basically, there's no reason to panic. And, you know, you can't say, okay, we're going to Baltimore and Kansas City. I mean, there's no given there. Look what happened in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh,
That was an historic series right there as far as getting shellacked. And you just never know. If I had a team that was the worst hitting team in baseball, that's why they play the games. You never know. So, and the Mets haven't been great on the road. But, you know, there is a ray of light down after the All-Star break. They can take their time. And there's nine games remaining. Is it nine? Nine games remaining to the All-Star break. They're one and a half back. They're going to be right at the All-Star break. And getting important people back and ready to go for the second half. I believe there's 73 games in the second half. A lot of season left.
I want to take you back 40-some years. 4th of July, Atlanta, Georgia, fireworks night in Atlanta. Tell me, looking back, your thoughts about that particular game that went till, 3 in the morning?
Well, there's a lot of things I remember about that game. Oh, the rain delays. Doc started that game, I believe. Ron got the save. Of course, Gorman's home run to Rick Camp. There was a couple rain delays. The fireworks going off at 3 in the morning. People were calling the police. Thought Atlanta was getting bombed. It was just one of those remarkable games. What I remember most was that we were in a hotel, I forget what hotel we were in Atlanta, and there was a Shriners convention, and they were loud and drunk and having a great old time and up late and a lot of noise and keeping us up. And so we came home at 3 o'clock, and Danny Heath said, "Let's wake up the Shriners." All got to our floors and started screaming as we went to our rooms.
That's funny. A caller said you hit for the cycle in that game. I didn't remember that. You did?
I do remember that. Actually, I got it. My last base hit was in one of the extra innings. It was off of Perry Forster, left-hander. Base hit to left field, line drive. But in my first at-bat, I hit a line drive up the middle, and Dale Murphy came in and tried to make a diving catch. And when he missed it, and I'm rounding first or close to first base, second base umpire ran out there. When Murphy rolled over, he rolled not lengthwise his body home to center field. It was foul line to foul line. So he blocked the view of the umpire with his body. It was like a wall. And I've got the side angle at first base, and I saw the ball behind his back. And he reached behind and put it in his glove, and the umpire called me out. So when I got the base hit, in the extra innings. I forget who the umpire. I always thought it was Terry Tata, but it wasn't. Terrific umpire. And I advanced to second base, and I said, you son of a gun, you almost cost me my cycle, my only cycle of my career. And we had a big laugh about that.
Yeah. and of course, in today's game, they replay, they see the ball on the ground, and you're on second base or third base.
Well, it was right behind him. I had a bit of his ankle. It didn't go very far, but it would have had a replay, and I would have had a base hit, yes.
Yeah. It's different. Trading deadline is coming up, and, you know, it's always hot stove stuff where people are talking about trade. Do you see Stearns being active? Do you see him saying, you know what, we got some good players, let's not rock the boat too much? Where do you see if he's going to do anything that he might do?
I think that he is active and really probing the market. I really do. We've got a lot of young players that people, I think, would be interested in, and I think another bat. I really do, even though everybody's in our pitching and this and that. If everybody's healthy, I like our bullpen. And what's under the radar screen, which I'm going to emphasize today, is that Edwin Diaz is back.
Yes. Yes.
And that you can't win without a closer. Period. End of story. And he is back.
Where would they be without him being shut down like he is now? I mean, if he was like he was last year, where, a couple of games he looked dominant, a couple of games he got hit. I mean, he has been consistently great, no question about it. Losing Nunez hurts because he was just starting to look like the Nunez we saw a couple of years ago again. And, you know, the word we're getting is Tommy John is possible, and that would knock him out for over a year.
Yep, and at his age, that's not a good thing, too. That's a big blow right there. Can't afford any more injuries to our bullpen. And, you know, our pitchers haven't been able to go deep, and it's starting to take effect on the bullpen. And it was very good that David Peterson really bounced back after two really bad starts. And, you know, you're going to have bumps in the road, but he just pitched a really important game last night and went deep. I was just hoping that he can get to the seventh, you know, get through the seventh inning. But the home run was fine. I was glad Mendoza left him in. And then the guy got a lucky base hit. It wasn't hit hard, but, you know, you had to go to the bullpen. And Stanek came in, and that is the best I've seen him. I mean, he's the hardest thrower out of that pen. And he's got, when he's on and he's got that hard slider and then the splitter, he hardly threw the splitter last night. He got the final out in that eighth inning on a splitter, but he had his slider as well as that fastball, and he threw strikes, and that is the best. He's closed before, so he's the setup man. He's been in close games. He's a veteran, so he's not going to be shaken or get the nerves in close games like that. I think he thrives on it, and it showed last night. So he's got that's a good back end of the bullpen right there, those two guys, Diaz and Stanek.
Yeah, and Brazoban has had his moments. You know, when he throws strikes, he's tough, but, you know, he comes in sometimes and walks three guys, and there you go.
Well, yeah, he's a little worrisome right now. He pitched good as a starter there with that one inning as your bulk, like whatever they call it, bulk starter.
Your opener,
opener, right. And he threw strikes and threw fastballs. You know, they really leaned on him the first half. They really did. I thought they overworked him a little bit and went to him too much, and maybe that's taken its toll. But, you know, he's supposed to be kind of fragile mentally, and gets really down on himself and is hard on himself. They certainly need him to pitch like he did in the month of April and May, because that'll give them more depth in that bullpen. Starters got to go longer. The starters, just give me six, please. Six.
You know, I think Mendoza had a great quote the other day, which one of the most honest quotes I've heard from a manager ever, when he said, you know what, if I make a move and it works out, the player gets credit for execution. If I make a move and it doesn't work out, I take the blame. That's pretty much the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, the way I look at it is a manager can make all the right moves, and the players don't, I hate that term, execute. The players don't come through. Yes. Or he can make all the wrong moves, and those players that he made that shouldn't have been put in the ball game come through for him, and he looks like a genius.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of the old quote of, you know, when manager was asked, what do you think of your player's execution? He goes, I'm for it. So,
yeah, right.
So that's that. Keith, look forward to the weekend. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, getting up early. Yep. You got to get to the ballpark pretty soon, huh?
I'm going to leave. It's 4th of July. It's probably going to be a big, you know, I get off on that Whitestone Expressway exit and it can back up. So I'm going to get to the park at the 3 o'clock game. I'll probably get no later than 12:30. I guarantee you that. So that means I got an hour and a half drive. I'm not going to do the math there, but that's when I'll leave. And it's going to be an interesting remaining 9 games.
Yep, sure should be. Okay, we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, my pleasure.
Okay, it's Keith Hernandez doing the games this weekend with the Mets and SNY, and some great insights there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.